I'm sure people are aware, or maybe people aren't aware, that Arts Fresco is totally supported by grants and voluntary contributions. Quite a lot of those are from individuals and also charities around the town. Now, we also look to national bodies to give us additional funds so that we can put on Arts Fresco. But this year we were unsuccessful in getting those the national funding. So we decided that we didn't really want to put on a much reduced Arts Fresco because people have come to expect a certain level of quality and size from the work that we do. So what we've decided to do this year is to do a much scaled down version, which we're calling Arts Fresco Lite, which is really acting as a fundraising event for which will hopefully be a much bigger than normal Arts Fresco, which we'll be putting on next year. And we'll be running with three significant acts who will be doing a number of different shows around the town. So there will be things going on. We'll be going around with buckets, but we've also got a GoFundMe page set up. So to put on an Arts Fresco costs about 30, £35,000. And a lot of that goes on infrastructure costs, such as road closures, insurances, bringing in the St John's ambulance. All of those additional items have to be funded and take up a significant amount of the money. So we know that we've got very good support from local charities. That would give us around £10,000. We've got additional money which we contribute from other donors, but we're still looking for around £20,000. That's what we're short. So what we're aiming to do is to try and raise that additional money. So what we'll be doing is promoting that on the day, encouraging people to contribute to that, because if people from the town contribute, we can put on the Arts Fresco next year. If we don't get the suitable donations, then unfortunately we won't be able to be put it on again.